today our detectives were able to serve some warrants regarded to an ongoing investigation related to some threats against one of our police officers. This all began back on August 1st when one of our officers attempted to make a traffic stop in the northern part of town. That vehicle refused to yield right away to the emergency vehicle and continued driving into Bryan, finally stopping at a residence off of Forest Bend in Bryan. The driver of that vehicle was taken into custody for multiple charges at that time. And during the arrest, some members of her family arrived on scene and began to verbally confront the officer. The next day, the officer was off duty with his family at a church service in Bryan when he was approached by a male, later identified to be a relative of the persons he arrested the day before. This male was attempting to locate the officer. The off-duty officer was able to convince him, verbally convince him, that he was not the person he was looking for and was able to leave with his family at that time. Officer was able to learn later on that this individual was inquiring from other church members as to whether the officer carried a gun or not when he was off duty. Our detectives began a follow-up investigation. They were able to determine that while the individual the officer had arrested was in jail, she made phone calls, and during these phone calls to her mother, the mother made comments indicating that she wished for the officer to be located and killed, specifically stating that they should attempt to locate where the officer's home was, that they knew where he was at church. And then all of these conversations occurred prior to the male relative confronting the officer on August 2nd. Our detectives were able to obtain warrants for the arrest of the male subject and the mother. And today they were able to be taken into custody at different locations in Bryan without further incident. They're currently being held in jail. The mother, who is identified as Luisa Navarro, a 46-year-old female, she's being held on $75,000 bond. And the male relative, Ronnie Lott, 22-year-old Bryan resident, was also taken into custody, and he's being held on a $100,000 bond. This was done with the assistance of the Bryan Police Department as well as the Department of Public Safety. And the offense of obstruction or retaliation occurs when somebody harms or threatens to harm a person in account for their service as a public servant. In this case, being the off-duty officer was the target of threats based on his arrest of a family member of these two. Our investigation continues, and it is possible for additional arrests or additional charges.
You may have stated this, but how are Ronnie Lott and Luisa Navarro related to Stephanie Navarro?
Luisa Navarro is the mother of Stephanie Navarro, and I am not clear exactly on the exact nature of the relationship between Mr. Lott and Miss Stephanie Navarro.
The charges that Ronnie Lott and Luisa Navarro have been arrested for, it's more common that these type of arrests, at least from what I read, take place at the time of somebody being arrested, and then sometimes there's a threat made by the person who's being arrested on an unrelated charge. This takes it to a different level in this case.
Yeah, absolutely. This involved not an incident where a person was directly threatening the person, but it involved apparently multiple family members plotting and then acting upon those that plot to attempt to locate the officer. We're very glad that the officer is safe, but as is obvious, take situations like this very seriously. And we will vigorously and fully investigate any type of situation.
And is the officer still on full regular duty?
I would not be able to comment in, as to the status of the officer at this time.
Is there anything else that listeners need to be aware of about this case specifically or these types of charges generally?
Just if anyone has any information pertaining to this incident, we're asking that they contact the College Station Police Department.